Assiniboia. The rich history of Telemiracle has always included fundraising activity for Saskatchewan's only telethon in Assiniboia. Thanks to the continued efforts of the community's kinsmen and Kinet clubs, community spirit is celebrated as these service clubs unite for Telemiracle 48. This reporter remembers as a kin kid the excitement about participating in a skate-a-thon or a trail ride in Assiniboia. Each year kin clubs across the province, including communities like Assiniboia, come up with unique ways to fundraise and fundraise for the annual telethon. An Assiniboia Kinets spokesperson tells the Assiniboia Times and SaskToday.ca, each year the Kinet Club of Assiniboia teams up with two local fitness studios to raise funds for Telemiracle. Typically, this a one-day event with multiple fitness classes offered throughout the day. Each class participant is encouraged to raise money but to add some friendly competition, a prize is given to both the individual and the fitness class that raises the most money. Money is also raised through a prize parade, 50-50, and other fun ideas at each studio. Shay Chubb, owner of Stride Studio in Assiniboia, along with her fellow motivators are on their sixth year of hosting this fundraising event. This year their event is being held on February 11th and offering spin, strength, and yoga classes. Participants can sign up for classes contacting Stride Studio, or they can purchase tickets for prize parade or 50-50 by stopping in before or after any of the scheduled classes. Class times can be found on the MindBody app or on the studio's Facebook page. Devon Deblu, owner of the Station Spin Studio in Rock Glen, and her team of motivators are on their third year, hosting a full day of activities upcoming on February 17. They will be offering spin and bar classes, and running a prize parade, 50-50, and selling tickets for a raffle basket. Rock Glen Spin Studio will also be running a silent auction for box seats to the 1v2 playoff qualifier at this year's Briar, in the Purely Canada Foods box. Participants can sign up for either of these studios' classes on the MindBody app or by contacting any member of their team. If you can't make it to a class but want to enter the prize draws or 50-50 raffle, they invited you to stop by. In Rock Glen, you stop by the 68 Coffee House to check out their prize parade items. These events are amazing to be a part of and to watch communities really come together. It requires a tremendous amount of planning from both studios. The Kinet Club of Assiniboia is very fortunate to work with these compassionate individuals to help raise money that goes back into the community, adds Assiniboia Kinet Club. Seven Assiniboia Kinets have volunteered to work at Telemiracle 48, with three members of their club on the planning committee. Alicia Menk is in charge of manpower. Amanda Duxbury is the education chair while Raylin Nicholson sits as foundation chair, which part of her role includes sitting on the Telemiracle 48 committee. The Kinet Club said they also collection donations from the schools, Prairie Villa, and the daycare to do a joint presentation on live broadcast with the Assiniboia Kinsmen. Assiniboia's Kinsmen Club Telemiracle fundraisers will include a live auction planned at the Limerick Hotel on February 21. While there are no designated drop-offs for donations, Kinsmen member, Howard Ellis, said he has receipt books and would happily add donations to their total they are taking in for an on-air presentation Sunday afternoon of the telethon. The Telemiracle 47 event saw the two kin service clubs in Assiniboia present a remarkable $31,000, combined total. In 2022, the Assiniboia Kinsmen were proud to present $13,415, while the Kinets upped the ante, presenting just over $20,000 that same year, raised from their Telemiracle fundraising efforts. The clubs aim to meet or beat those past totals. Two Kinsmen members will join the seven Kinets who are volunteering at this year's annual telethon. Ellis said, "We have been sticking to tried and true methods for Telemiracle fundraising the last few years. We will be doing crowd sweeps as we approach Telemiracle weekend at junior and senior hockey games, with their approval." The dedicated efforts to Telemiracle fundraising these clubs undertake is in addition to work they do all year long to fulfill their mandate of serving the community's greatest needs. Where are we going? Higher. That is the goal embraced by Assiniboia Kinsmen and Kinet Telemiracle 48 fundraising efforts. through efforts of kin clubs across Saskatchewan, as well as donations made by Saskatchewan residents, all money raised for Telemiracle stays in the province.